nag-vacation ng free version ng first episode na Tres.
Yep.
Online. What a cool move.
Oo nga eh. Tsaka para dun sa mga tao na medyo gustong magkaroon ng background konti. Kasi ako rin una kong nabalitaan yung Netflix series bago yung comic. So I appreciated it more nung binasa ko rin yung comic before. So para dun sa mga tao na interesado. Tsaka nakita mo yung mga ginagawa nila na billboard?
Grabe, sayo ko actually nakita.
Grabe,
sa,
no?
Sa ano mo, sa feed mo.
Ang galing lang talaga na parang...
Anong nakita mo?
Parang yung sinisira lahat.
Yung nag-vandalize?
Oh.
Galing, ano?
Tapos sa Twitter... go ahead.
Yung nakita ko isa, may lumalabas na tao.
Oh, yun. Tapos ginaganon niya.
Ang galing.
Grabe, no? Alam mo, inisip ko nga parang... Yun yung parang naalala mo yung nag-guest tayo sa isang podcast last time na parang tinatanong tayo parang if the bakit hindi na-integrate or ganyan or whatever, ganyan. Yun nga yung sagot eh, na parang si Netflix meron siyang budget. Budget and budget. Anyway, meron siyang budget, so parang na-use niya. So parang okay, let's do something like this, let's do something like that. So parang okay rin talaga yung art pag it doesn't have to be sa US, di ba? It doesn't have
course,
to be
yes.
Foreign. Basta pag may nag-back, tapos maganda yung idea, ang ganda talaga ng kinalalabasan eh. Nakakatuwa. Nakaka-proud rin na kahit hindi ako part of it, literally, parang being Filipino, di ba? Na parang, I'm sure that's what the Americans feel na, oh, nakita niyo yung Avengers, tayo na, ganda nun, di ba? Parang... Mm. Diba? Sa atin, ito, ganito. May ganito, interactive ARP. Parang ganyan.
Ang question ko ngayon, sinong ahensya yun? Because like, props to them. Galing. Sin Herbert ba?
Hindi ko rin, actually.
Kasi I saw Gigil posting a few parang teasers, pero hindi ko alam kung sila yung gumawa, if kung sila, galing nun, diba? Sin Herbert Hernandez of Gigil. But I saw them posting. Tapos, ano pa ba? Napanood mo ba yung ano kahapon, yung kalokohan ni Mayweather at nung YouTuber sa Logan?
Hindi masyado. Although inaantay ko yung fight, pero hindi ko mahanap. Well, I mean, hindi ko siya mapanood ng ano, maayos. So, hindi masyado. Hindi
napanood ka? Konti?
Sobrang konti lang. Although, okay. I heard it was a kind of a okay rin na parang... Anyway, ano yung take mo?
Ako naman, may inaantay ko si Erica. She was working.
Hmm.
Lumabas sa feed ko, sa pinanood ko.
Uh-oh.
Sinaantay ko, sabi ko, oh my God, ang laki ng discrepancy pare. Parang...
Saan? Sa physical?
Physical. Height, reach, weight. Parang 50 pounds yung discrepancy eh.
Yeah.
So parang nagsuntukan kayo ni Jana. Diba?
Yeah.
50 pounds.
Di naman. Pero 5'8", 6'1" eh. Siguro parang ano lang. Hindi naman babae. Pero
I mean yung weight difference. Yung weight difference ni Jana parang ganun. And reach.
Yung diba? Reach nila, I think mas mahaba si Mayweather ng 1 inch.
Hindi pwede parang.
Halos same yung reach.
5, talaga?
Oo. Yung reach halos
mahaba
same.
Mahaba pala ni Mayweather.
Oo. Tapos... yung height 3 inches, yung talo siya talaga yung weight na parang 40 pounds on. Tsaka yung
40
age
to on, I think on the day 50 pounds yun eh.
Tsaka yung age na parang
age oh, malayo 44. Yung 44 sa ano sa 20 year old, di ba? Anyway, alam ko naman na exhibition siya and it's for the money. Ang hindi ko maintindihan at the start, kita ng butas nung amateur. Diba? Parang maaga na gas out eh. Parang second or third round nag-gas out na si Logan eh. Pero hindi siya pinapatumba. Sabi ko, ang daming counters na pwedeng gawin pero hindi pinapatumba ni Mayweather. And then I saw a cryptic Twitter post para sa sponsors. Kasi 'di ba promotions
Para
din nila
daanan
doon.
yung sa mat mo.
Para
Para
oh,
makahap
para
ka.
ano, para all 8 rounds, 'di ba? Mahaba yung coverage.
Oh.
O, sabi ko, ah, business pa rin. So, nagikaya bo yung fight, 'di ba? Ini-extend niya lang for entertainment purposes kasi ni-pick apart niya lang pero hindi niya talaga pinapatumba, 'di ba? Wala
For
lang,
show lang.
nabaluyan lang ako. For show, pero hindi pa rin binigay yung show. Eh, syempre, gusto mo full show din, di ba? Anyway, kumusta NBA? Nagulat ako, wala na, hindi ako masyadong nagfa-follow, pero
Wala
wala
na
na.
yung
First
Lakers.
time yata, wala na sa first round. Ano? Wala sa first round. Wala na rin si, ano, favorite player ko ngayon, si, ano, eh, si Luka, eh. Na-knockout na din ata sila, eh, di ba?
Yeah, kanina. Ah, kahapon.
Sino sinusundan mo?
Well, since Lakers yung tumalo sa... Phoenix yung tumalo sa Lakers. Medyo Phoenix ako ngayon.
Phoenix. Sino bang player ng Phoenix na?
Booker, to si Ayton.
Puro bago, ano? Hindi ko
Oh,
matandaan.
actually, yun yung parang kakaiba sa playoffs ngayon. Parang nakita mo, nagsishine yung mga bata. Sobrang galing nila.
Kakita ko rin lang ng highlights ng Brooklyn Nets eh.
O
Wala
yun
si
naman,
Harden eh.
matatanda.
Oh, wala si Harden pero ang galing nila eh. Nag-step up si ano pangalan nun? Yung dating Clippers. Si galing mag I'm sure may sasagot ano sa thread natin. Anyway, may nabalitaan ako pare, recently lang. Dumaan din lang sa feed ko. Si Mariah Carey recorded an alternative rock album in the 90s.
Hindi
Akala ko parang
na-release.
ni-release.
Okay.
Ni-release under hindi niya sinabi yung pangalan niya. Hindi niya sa Sony. Ayaw i-release. Noong una, ano to, siguro fake news or, di ba, some clickbait thing. Parang ayaw kaya ganun i-release so pinapatungan ng iba pang singer. So bali si Mariah. Sina Mariah ang sumulat kasama yung producer and engineer niya kasabay ng album niya na platinum platinum Diamond Award album. Pero hindi nila payagan ni-release. So pinapatungan nila sa friend din niya. Kalimutan ko yung pangalan nung Pero syempre naging legendary bigla yung alternative rock na album na yun kasi backup vocal si Marox. So ngayon chart nag-chart yung album sa
Ah,
ano.
talaga.
Kasi may physical album na lumabas eh na hindi pumaya obviously. May music video. Galing. Wala lang. Na-fascinate lang ako. Speaking of albums, dalawa yung narinig ko this week, kahapon tsaka today. Kahapon, sound trip ko pare yung ano, Bago ng The Buildings.
Local yan
Sobrang
eh, no? The buildings.
local, yeah, sina Mariah. Mariah Carey, Mariah
Oh
who? Actually, coincidentally, she was named after Mariah Carey.
talaga.
Oo.
Okay.
Maganda yan. Let's try to invite them on the next episode. Kasi type ko yung album nila. Tapos, I was working out this morning to our next guest's album.
Talaga?
Oh,
Workout na.
hindi bagay pang workout, pero I only listen to music these days while driving or working out. So I wasn't driving this morning and I was like, you know, getting the day started. Parang we never talk about workouts, but nakakatawa lang na ang sounds ng workout is yung album ni Reese. Sobrang ganda. Pinakinggan mo na rin ba?
Oo, napakinggan ko na rin.
What do you think?
For me, sobrang bihira yung magkaroon ng ganun ka-honed and parang very, yun nga, honed talaga yung naisip ko na parang mature yung sound sobra na it's so simple. Kasi parang yun naman talaga yung malalaman mo kung kano kagaling yung an artist, di ba? Is like, nyari, Nirvana. Sobrang simple lang, three chords, ganun. Pero magically, nagiging it becomes more. So parang,
Mm-hmm.
feeling ko ganun yung nangyayari sa akin when I listen to her album, na parang yung boss, yung quality ng voice niya, doon pa lang satisfied na ako eh. 'Di ba? Parang yung diction, how she says, how she sings it, parang ang galing lang na pinag-aralan na genius level. Parang ganun.
I have so many questions. Ang ganda, it was sung so well, recorded so well. Who the backup band was, who produced it, where they recorded it. Tapos, I went into a rabbit hole, checked the YouTube page, and so I have many, many, many questions for Reese. And parang she's different from the last time I worked with her, which was mga, I think, 2 or 3 years ago from the Coke studio.
Mm.
Mas reserved siya, mas shy siya. Tapos ngayon, mas ibang iba. So I don't know what happened. What's your intro? Let's do the intro. Let's see her. Let's meet her.
This week, we are joined by a singer, songwriter, visual artist, graphic designer, and fashion designer. Having won Wish Contemporary Folk Song of the Year for the song Opportunity to Go to the Moon, she now releases her new album called Time Well Spent. Please welcome Reese Lansangan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. Hi, sirs. Hi, Sir Rames and Sir Dian. Oh my gosh. Ang ganda ng setup niyo.
Let's jump right to it.
Sure, sure.
We've been listening to your album and we're loving it. Separately, of course. See, hindi naman kami kasama sa bahay, but I was listening to it. And yeah, I haven't seen you since the Coke sessions, mga 2 or 3 years ago. That was a long time. This sounds completely different. The vibe is completely different. Tell us about your new album.
Thank you. It's called Time Well Spent. And matagal na siyang... I can speak in Taglish naman, di ba?
Yes. Bisaya, whatever.
matagal na siyang in the pipeline. I was supposed to release this April 26, 2020. Before the pandemic hit, I had like a date, I had a location, venue, etc. But then the pandemic happened. Yeah.
Tell us about that. Why April 26 and what was the original venue?
Sure. Okay. I like even numbers. That's a thing that I try to. It's very walang apparent reason, except I just like the roundedness of even numbers. So I tend to observe that for my releases, usually even numbers talaga. Even my album launch was December 6. So parang I don't know. There's something about numbers that I know. And then my venue was supposed to be the venue of my first album launch, which was Green Sun also. And yun, tapos na-stall siya because I had one more song to record na hindi umabot sa pandemic, nag-lockdown na agad. So sabi ko, okay, let's try to wait it out and see, because we all thought it was gonna be a month lang or maybe 2 months, but then we're still here more than a year after. And I really wanted an event to go with the album release kasi parang holistic event planning yung ginawa namin for this album. And I really didn't want to let go of the idea na sana magkaroon ng event and gathering where people can hear the songs live and people can experience the songs in a different context in a physical space. But then I realized na okay, the more that I postpone this a year after na that my plan was to release April 26 as 2021 na, the more I postpone it, it's just not gonna happen anymore. Kasi parang nag-iintay ako sa wala. Wala namang kasiguraduhan yung anything in this pandemic. So I just decided to push for the release ng digital na lang.
So 21 is an odd number.
What?
21 is an odd number.
No, April 20. Oh, okay, the year.
Yes.
Wala eh. Hindi na ako.
Hindi mo na inisip. It is
year,
what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yung year parang outs na ako doon. Just
kasi
the
04-26-20 dapat eh. Diba?
Yeah. Pero my first album was 2015. So it was also an odd numbered year. Sobrang tagal na, grabe. Yeah.
How did you make the album? Where did you record it? Who did you work with? Did you have co-songwriters or who are the musicians in the album? It's played really well. It's recorded really. It's beautifully recorded.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy. I've always recorded where I recorded where I've always recorded. So Point B, multimedia, which is very close to my house, so super convenient for me to like pop in and record. Like all our favorite restaurants are just around. Kasi sa ano siya, sa Teacher's Village. And then I worked with the same people that I worked with for my first album. It's more like a parang family friends. Family and friends project for me. I love working with people that I trust, and so my co-producer for this album is Josh Villena, and he played most of the like the lead guitars there. And then some songs were co-produced by April Hernandez or the Sun Manager and Gaba Santiago. And then I had Mico Villena, brother of Josh, to play upright bass for one song, which is called Pocket. And then the rest would be just me and my guitar or my ukulele.
Who played
drums?
So
no co-writers. Oh, Gaba. Gaba played drums. Cool.
Yeah. We had him. Kailan ba, Darren? We had him a couple of weeks ago.
The episode before Budget.
Oh, yes.
Great. Oh, he's a fantastic all-arounder talaga. What a genuine guy. So sobrang, I've also worked with him nung first album pa. So sila din yung parang full band setup ko. So parang dinala ko lang sila sa ano talaga, sa studio ulit. So sa Point B, and then
who's
I recorded
the engineer?
Oh, the engineer was Daniel Garcia, and then mixed and mastered by Aaron Gonzalez of Point B.
Sounds
so Daniel
great.
Garcia of Earth Mover.
Tapos, how do you present the songs to the band? Or do you record a lot of it at
like
home
a demo.
First, a demo, and then flesh it out in the studio? Or did you work in one studio with the band? It's like, I want it this way or I want it this and whatever. Parang like a band live or do they just email stuff to you?
Well, all songs ever since the first album start and end with me in a way. Like the whole, yung kabuuan, yung structure ng song, it's just me. So I don't have co-writers for that. But when I finish a song, I record it on my phone just as a voice note, or I would do a rough demo sa computer, and then I would, kasi magkapitbahay kami ni Josh, we live in the same village, so pre-pandemic, I'd invite him over, and then magpe-pre-prod kami dito, tapos with the drums, papasa lang namin kay Gaba, and ito yung idea namin, pero most of the time, I let him go free reign, because I'm not good at direct, yung pinaka-weakness ko is directing drums. I have no idea how to, like, put it into terms, like what I want to hear. Lagi ko lang, sige, tugtog ka lang, tapos sabihin ko kung gusto ko. Parang ganun, kasi I couldn't direct. So mostly like that, parang starts with emailing, especially when the pandemic hit na, a lot of it was email based, maybe sending tracks back and forth and then layering all the stems in the studio. But for the earlier songs before the pandemic, na-record pa namin yun sa studio. So I'd record the bass track. If I am playing guitar on it and if I'm singing, I'll record that. Josh will record his electric guitar. And then we'll have the drummer come in. We'll have bass added, so and then in a different session.
How about the release? Parang you made it into a parang cryptic password protected site, diba?
Yeah.
Can you talk more about that?
Sure, of course. I am a huge fan of Taylor Swift, and she does that. Like she plays with a lot of parang. Those things, mga secrecy stuff that I really love as a fan. Like, I love figuring that out. I love being a part of something that is not so accessible. Parang ganon. Parang you have to work for it in a way to be able to access it. So, I out of my love for solving things or working for something, for a reward, I password protected the like second album landing page. And I hid clues sa parang nagpost ako ng mga childhood photos growing up. Since the album is called Time Well Spent, the idea is parang ayun, taking your time and your journey to get to where you are. It's a long process of accepting your victories and your falls. And so I thought that the depiction of that, like the best depiction of that through social media would be me growing up through the years and then telling stories about me growing up and how I came to love music and how I got here. So that's what I did. I posted like 14 photos and then each parang each caption had a clue as to what my album title would be. So in the end, naglagay lang ako ng riddle and then they had to figure out what the album title was. And yun yung magiging password ng website. So yun, a lot of people were frustrated, but a lot of people enjoyed the ano also, like the chase of it, I guess.
How did you end up being so good in many fields? Parang you're a designer, you're a, diba? Parang andayan mong, you're doing so many things. So parang, since you talked about growing up na rin, what was your background? How did you grow up and yun nga, how did you get into music?
My dad was the musician. Parang, well, he's not professional, pero he used to play the guitar and the trumpet. And then he would sing also. Musical yung family namin sa dad's side. So I grew up listening to a lot of old records because of him. I also grew up with him trying to train me how to sing. He was interested na, like, I get into performing arts, like theater. He wanted me to do rap or something like that. But I was too young then. And then we got into a car accident when I was like 9 years old. And then we lost my dad dun sa accident na yun. So after that, I felt like music was the void that I have been missing. Kasi he filled our lives with music. And then all of a sudden, nung nawala siya, wala nang nag-initiate. Yung guitar niya nandun lang. So I picked up his guitar and tried learning from the yung chord books and song books na naiwan niya. Diba? There are chord chart diagrams. Usually every song hits merong chord chart diagram. So I would try to follow that and I taught myself guitar in that way. And then my mom saw it. Tapos in-enroll niya kami ng sister ko sa extension programs for classical music sa UP. That's what we did every weekend up until high school. And then I just got into songwriting because of YouTube. Like the early days of YouTube, there were girls recording themselves in their webcams and performing their own original music. And that's when it clicked to me na shucks, pwede pala akong magsulat ng song. Because in my head, like all the OPM artists that I listened to when I was younger were bands that were mostly dominated by men. So feeling ko talaga that it never seeped into my consciousness that I could also be a musician. Because di ako lalaki, hindi ako, wala akong connections. I was just a young person. I was just in late high school then. So yun, parang YouTube became the liberating platform for me to unlock that side of me na I can write music pala since I have a guitar, I have a webcam, you know. Parang ganun yung naging way of thinking ko.
This is all very inspiring to me. Like, it's a totally new entryway to music, diba? But speaking of your dad, that scarf behind you, your mom and dad are in it. Tell us about the scarf. Take out the scarf and show us, tell us about it. It's very interesting. I saw you talking about it on YouTube.
Thank you for watching that. Oh my gosh. Well, the scarf is, since I have a background in design. I took up fine arts in college. Parang meron akong onting confidence na sige magdo-drawing ako. I've always illustrated sa iba kong merch ever since I was starting out. And I'm not great, pero parang I've owned the crude art type of drawing. And so that's what I did for this scarf. I wanted this scarf to be a history of myself, parang just to map out where I've been, what are the like mundane and little things that make up my childhood memories. Because I'm the type of person who always like holds on to things like that. I love reminiscing and it's important for me to look back. Feeling ko, I have a very strong sense of nostalgia. Even in my album, I have a song called VHS Aesthetic that calls back to all the the old things that we used to celebrate.
Wait,
so,
wait, Reese. Did you sample that intro? Or did you just take it off the net? Hope you sampled it live.
No. Wala na working VHS player, but hope sana nga.
When I heard it, it's like, is that a real tape?
Yeah. I wish. Pero wala nang nag-work sa amin na VHS player. But
okay, sorry.
Sorry, like, I ruined the illusion. Let's just say, erase. But yeah, so I drew my photos with my mom and my dad. So this photo of me and my dad, kumakanta kami sa family reunion, and this is what we always did before. And sobrang shy kasi ako as a kid in terms of performing. I was very bibo, pero pag magpo-perform na parang nahihiya na ako kasi takot akong pumiyok, takot akong mapahiya, yung mga ganun. And ayoko yung parang fuss about, you know how titos and titos are like, oh, isa pa, ganun. They do it in jest. I hated that. Pero natatawid kapag binibigyan nila ako ng 100 pesos, ganyan, parang bride. Para, oh, my heart will go on, bigyan kita 100 pesos. So para ako, sige. So yun lang katapat for me. And then, my mom naman, at saka ako, tinuturuan niya ako mag-rollerblades. Siyempre, before uso yung mga gano'ng activities. Feeling ko, it's like what I've said in my YouTube video, it's a good representation of my mom kasi ever since we lost my dad, ako lang kasi tsaka my younger sister who's 6 years younger than me, she supported us since that happened, since the accident. So feeling ko siya talaga yung strong figure sa buhay ko na that showed me how to be tough, how to be resilient. Yun. And then a lot of this scarf has parang just childhood memories of mine, a lot of things that are significant, even parang diary entries that I wrote during the time when I was struggling to like write this album. Cause I'm sure like yung sophomore slump, like diba, that's a thing. After your first album, what now? Parang you don't know how to, or somehow you get crippled. And you don't know what to do, or you don't know if you're capable of doing what you were able to pull off by accident the first time. So I struggled with that, and also I wasn't happy with the things that I was writing early on in this process. That's why naging time well spent din yung album title ko, because I really struggled with my own quality of work. I felt like I wasn't doing myself justice, or yung pagkakilala ko sa sarili ko, I thought I was a capable artist, pero hindi pala. Parang I had a lot of self-doubt that I had to battle through to get to the second album.
Parang, I guess, yung parang imposter syndrome, no?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess everybody feels that. Para rin dun sa mga listeners, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you're going through kahit series, na-experience rin yun, kahit na sobrang galing na niya. You know, right. I guess it's normal, diba? Na parang people really feel self-doubt and stuff.
Exactly.
Speaking of, ano, you mentioned your merch. Can you talk about your website, yung reeselansangan.com? Kasi parang of all the bands that I've seen, iba talaga yung website mo. And it's really, it feels like an interactive experience. Babalik lang si Rims.
So, okay, sure. The website, well, ayun, ako din yung nag-aayos ng website na yun. Pero yung shop ko, I have a friend helping me. Pero mostly, like, especially the smaller releases, like for example, single release, ako mag-upload nun, ako magsusulat ng copy dun, mag-take ng picture or mock-up, or a friend will help me do the mock-ups. It's very DIY. Kasi my approach to music naman has always been that way. I've never had a label. And I still don't have a label up until now. So yun, parang ako kasi, since I guess the design background, I'm coming from a design background, I've always paid attention to websites. I've always paid attention to what it looks like, what the experience is. And syempre, the merch. I'm a person who loves merch. I love buying merch. I like also making the merch or conceptualizing the merch. And if we had the machinery lang and like the resources to go all out. Diba? Ang sarap mag-gumawa ng kung ano-ano. Sa totoo lang. Pero, I'm just trying to navigate what's possible with our resources. And then, I'm glad that you noticed the website. Because I think that with social media, yun na yung parang website ng mga tao, eh, diba? Like, people just go to... Yeah, people just go to Instagram. Yeah, and it's true. Kasi parang, I think that not a lot of people expect people to have websites anymore naman talaga. Once you have Instagram, that's your portfolio or like your way of presenting. Exactly, yeah. So parang di na, there's really no need for a website. But since I grew up making my own blog account, designing my own headers for all my blog accounts before on Photoshop. I learned Photoshop because I was designing my own headers for websites. I nabaon ko yung love na yun for that whole online homepage that I think is parang Instagram is great and all, but I want an organized place to have some sense of identity and kaayusan in a way. Parang I really wanted to consolidate all my information in the website. Actually, sobrang hindi pa nga updated yung website ko. But it's just very tedious to do kasi you have to optimize your images, you have to resize everything, you have to, basta like, it's not as easy as it looks kasi parang ang simple lang pag tingin mo, picture lang. But for me, na hindi naman ako coder or what, it takes me like a whole day to fix the website. So parang
ikaw na rin mismo nag-encode, ikaw na rin gumagawa mismo.
Yeah, hindi talaga coding because like the website that I have is they have built-in parang tools to help you build it, pero I would be the one to build the structure and to map out the layout. Papa-check ko lang sa iba kong friends na kungari with the second album I have an art director si Pao Chu, so we worked on that together na parang ito yung layout ko or ito yung iniisip ko, like nire-refine yung layout ko kung paano namin gagawin. And so sa shop I also have a person who helps me sa web shop, my college best friend. So
my internet died so I'm upstairs. Okay,
actually mas mabilis na ito eh. Anyway,
ano,
mas malinaw yung LTE, lakas ng ano signal. Anyway,
sorry. Yes, you were talking about sophomore slump.
Yeah. So yung I was afraid of not living up to my own idea of myself when I first made that album, the first album, which is Arigato the Internet, and also the expectations of other people. Parang you can't help but factor that in since your personal music is being shared with other people and it's now like a communal thing that like people listen to your music because they want to feel a certain thing. So parang you can't help but think about that also. And I was scared na hindi ko na magagawa yun, that I can never write songs that I'm happy about. Mga ganong kadramahan. Because it feels that way when you struggle with it every day, na parang inupuan mo to, tapos nagsulat ka, pero at the end of the day, hindi maganda yung kanta or you're not so happy with it. Parang it feels like it would never end, that you'd never have a good day again. That's what I felt. So I struggled with that for a long time. And then di ko lang namalayan na I had a collection of songs na pala that I was happy about. I was just punishing myself because of the daily grind that felt so long. So that was my experience the second album. And that's why it was called Time Well Spent. Kasi I had to be kind to myself na it took me 5 years, 5+ years now to get to the second album na wala namang, di ko naman inakalan darating tayo sa ganito katagal na paghihintay. But then, here we are and wala naman naghihintay ng album ko eh. Iniintay lang nila na maging masaya ako sa output ko and na maging ano siya, like yeah, na maging happy ako about what I'm gonna put out.
So what did you learn? If you were going to tell yourself parang 5 years ago, what would you have told yourself to break through? What did you learn to, how did you break through that that way of thinking that was bugging you to make the second album?
I think it's still here in me. I think that part of me that's parang makulit and very adamant, demanding perfection, demanding productivity, it's still here. And I still battle with it even after the second album. Like, ngayon, hindi ko masyadong ma-allow yung sarili ko to rest. Feeling ko, shucks, ano pang gagawin? Shucks, ano pang... Kasi nga, sobrang DIY artist ako. Like, I have a small team. I don't have a label. So, I'm always looking for things to do. And I feel like there's always something to do. And may hindi pa ako nagagawa. So, I really need to let that go a bit. I need to relax and also know when I've done enough. When I can chill. Siguro if I am gonna tell, if I'm gonna advise my five years ago self, I'll probably just say, alam mo, if you have a bad day today, marami pang darating na bad days. And it may seem like an eternity that you're punishing yourself. Na shucks, hindi maganda yung kanta ko today. Pero it will add up eventually. Just keep on, yun, keep on showing up for the craft, and then you will have good days also. Ganun lang naman yung gulong ng palad. Eh. So I just wanna say to myself na may bad day ka ngayon, darating pa yan, marami pa yan. Pero be okay with it kasi may good days din na paparating.
The modem in the intro caught me off guard. Does it have a connection from the first album?
Yes. Parang it's my way to say goodbye to it. And I think it's very self-explanatory naman. I don't know if I didn't intend for it to be like a mystery or something. And I know that it could be off-putting kasi it's the intro eh. Tapos hindi man lang siya kanta. It's very jarring, diba? And especially sa mga younger kids now na nakikinig, I'm sure they don't know what the heck that was. But to me, it's to bid goodbye to that arigato internet era, which was very anchored sa idea of making connections online and being on the internet. The aesthetic of that era was very pixely, very, ayun nga, computer-esque. So I wanted to say goodbye by trying to connect to the internet, but then somebody picks the phone up and dials a number. Diba? When you're trying to connect to the internet, tapos may nag-pick up ng phone, mawawala yung internet mo eh. Dapat nga sisigaw pa ako eh, na parang, basta dapat may sisigaw pa ako na yung phone or something like that. But hindi bagay dun sana eh. So, yun na lang. Like, I cut it off by like picking the phone up and then dialing a number.
Yung na, nung na-cut off na Rames, nabanggit ko nga na sobrang ganda ng website, tapos parang it seems like it's such an interactive experience. So, gusto ko lang tanungin, Reese, how important is it na you just not make music, but you also make like merch and also like tangible products and experiences, yeah. Diba? And you're also building the community of listeners. So, how important is that? Because, you know, just making music, putting it up on Spotify.
That's a great question. Because I feel like that's something that I've always been aware of. Siguro I just put myself in the shoes of me as a fan. I'm a fan of a lot of artists. I love buying merch of artists. I love having physical albums. So never ko nilet go yung idea na yun na pang gusto ko na. Parang like, nilulungkot kasi ako kapag kunwari binalikan natin yung kunwari may mga anak na tayo in the future, yung iba meron na. Kunwari, may anak na in the future. Tapos sabihin ko, yung mga pinapakinggan ko, ito sila. Ito yung Spotify playlist ko. Parang wala akong mabigay na object na ito yun. Ito yun. They're just digital like letters on the screen. So I've always held on to that. Like nalulungkot ako na parang CD plants here, wala na. Pero trying to like make workarounds. Kasi ako, fan ako ng K-pop ever since 2008. So, matagal na cultivation yun for me. Yung conditioning ko na I'm always buying something from them. Because of my love for them, I wanna support them. I wanna surround myself with items that remind me of them because they also push me to grind. Parang, ano eh, like, inspiration ko din sila because they work so hard and they make so many people happy. So yung ganun kong mentality as a fan, nadadala ko as an artist, I guess, na important for me yung merch because I know that I love having merch and I want to give them quality merch. That na pinag-isipan, kumbaga, may t-shirt kami, pero hindi ko album art yung nakasalpak dyan. Parang, may ano, I mean, to some people it works, lalo na sa mga bigger artists. Mag-work yun kasi simple lang yung gusto ng tao eh. Pero, I guess, mas nakilala ko lang yung klase ng tao na hikinig sa akin or tao na bumibili ng merch ko that appreciate a bit of, I guess, mga Easter eggs or parang throwback or callback to certain concepts. That's why I really, parang very particular ako, even with the fabric or the color of the t-shirt na sobrang na-delay yung production namin dahil sa kulay ng t-shirt. Even yung, I released the shirt sa shop ko, yung Time Well Spent shirt. I, like, they did a first run of that. Sobrang mali yung color. So what I did was I took my acrylic paints and I mixed the exact colors that I wanted on the shirt. Pinadala ko sa kanila via courier para magaya nila yung saktong shade. Kasi nahirap ngayon eh, in the pandemic na hindi mo siya mabantayan. So you have to make sure na yung margin of error lumiliit. So yun, pinadalan ko sila nung paint swatches na ano, naghanap pa ako ng Pantone swatches for that. Anyway, yun, important for me, nabuo yung experience because as a fan, that's what I'm looking for. And I think that I've conditioned a lot of my listeners to expect that from me na din. So di na sila nagulat na, ano ba yan? May password pa kulo. Ano ba to? Ba't mo pinag-iisip? Parang ano na siya eh. It's part of the experience of unlocking something. Especially a second album release, which is, for me, big. An album is big. And I put 14 songs there. So, di ako nagtipid, kumbaga, sa kung ano ibibigay ko sa kanila. And I know, I'll just trust that somehow I'll make more songs in the future and I can put more songs into the third album eventually.
The scarf is one of the coolest merch I've ever heard of. What made you think of the scarf? There's usually like t-shirts, tote bags, pins, and everything you talked about in VHS, the song. But what made you choose the scarf?
Yeah, for me kasi the scarf is like it's multifunctional nga. You can make it into your bandana, your headband, your tube top kung resourceful ka and daring ka, a makeshift shawl. Like it can take on many forms and it's just a piece of cloth essentially. Pero it can transform to many things depending on how you want it to transform or how you need it at the moment. So for me, may ano yun eh, like may magic yun na you can take this thing and transform it into however you want. It's like music also na what I'm writing may be different from what you're hearing. Yung intention ko sa pagsusulat ng orbiting kunwari could mean totally different thing a totally different thing to a person who's undergoing something completely different. So the meaning is malleable once it's in the middle of, once it's out there, parang ganun. So I think the scarf is a good representation of that, na, hey, take this. And also, protection siya. I mentioned this also sa explainer video ko on YouTube. It's protection in a way, parang immediate protection. You can shield yourself from, like, that side world. If you want in cold, you can wear a scarf. And then if you're cold, you can wrap it around yourself. So in a way, for me, songs are like that. I have had a lot of albums and songs that have saved me when I was really down. And yun yung mga pinapakinggan ko habang umiiyak. Parang protection siya for me in a way that I get to release my emotions because somebody else is parang translating it for me and I'm just absorbing it and I'm crying. And songs have always been that for me na may healing power talaga siya. It's restorative. And yun, parang siyang... The scarf is like a banner, a flag, a representation of this era and me as a person. That's why ang daming personal details din dito sa scarf, because it's my way of also sharing my history with people who want to take part in it in a way.
Darren and I usually have a playlist for some of our guests.
Mm-hmm.
Please make us a playlist. But before that, tell us about the songs that help you. Like your go-to songs, parang like what you said earlier, parang that gives you protection, that gives you strength, that gives you inspiration. Tell us those albums, maybe 5 or 10.
Whatever, wow,
like,
oh
off the
gosh.
Top of your head. Like,
diba? On the spot, sobrang nahihirapan ako sa mga ganitong tanong. Pero one song that really makes me feel emotional is For Good from the Wicked musical. It's a conversation between Glinda and Elphaba, and for me para siyang ano, a song of sisterhood and family, na every person you meet has an impact on you, be it small or big, be it temporary or not, like temporal lang sila sa buhay mo, they change you for good. So that's one thing that's one song that I go to and parang listen to reaffirm myself na kahit, even if people come and go in my life, they have changed me for good, whether it's alam mo yan, whether they stay or they go. I love Stop This Train by John Mayer. It reminds me of my mortality, my parents' mortality, and the importance of parang, I guess it captured the feeling of parang the fear of death and the fear of growing up, growing old, and leaving behind, or having the love death a lot in my songs. I always have that fear. Ever since my dad passed away very sudden when I was young, it's always been ingrained in me. Parang I'm super hyper aware of my mortality. So in my songs, you can hear that common thread in a way manifesting sa mga lyrics ko. I always have that fear. So I go, like, that's a go-to. I love Blackbird by the Beatles. That's also another comfort song of mine. Ang dami pa eh. Regina Spektor's Far album, one of my favorite albums ever. She talks a lot about faith in this song of my in this song of hers called Laughing With, and she talks about parang how it's convenient to believe in God or to believe in a religious figure if you're suffering or if you're going through something. Pero pag happy ka lang, di mo naman parang kakalimutan mo. And that's a powerful song to me as I am navigating my own relationship with my faith and how I deal with problems also on my own. And A Fine Frenzy's A Bomb in a Birdcage, one of my favorite albums of all time also. It's a powerful memory of me in my last year of college. I was listening to that on repeat during my fourth year college, and feeling ko it's an album that brings me back to the possibilities of, to the endless possibilities as a fresh graduate. Parang where can the world take me now? So those albums and songs give me a lot of hope and feel good feels.
When you go back to playing live after this pandemic, who do you see as your band, and how do you see performing these songs live, like with all the vocal harmony layers? Are you gonna get somebody to sing it, to sing the other parts for you, or are you gonna do playback of yourself or use your looper? How do you see it? What's your vision?
I always, parang ang important, mas important sa akin yung synergy ng band kaysa sa, I don't know if this is controversial, it might be, kaysa sa parang, oh, the best possible performance I can put out with all the bells and whistles. So I still keep my original band, my friends, sina Josh. Before I belonged to the Zoo or RG became like mainstream hit, he was my bass.
Yeah, all star band.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is nag-base siya for me. Pero, ayun, I still bring in definitely the people with me since day one. I'm so lucky na pinuun pa rin nila ako. So they have their own things. They're smashing it in their own career path and in their own music. Pero I'd love to bring them back because they were the first people who trusted me and who I trusted with my music from the first album. Sila din yung banda ko nung album launch. Ever since talaga. So I want to bring them back. I always use my vocal harmonizer to back myself up. And so that's still very much a part of my arsenal in the live live sessions. I would love to have the audience sing along with me. I think there are a couple of songs that would be fun to parang give them parts and then have them sing it back to me. I would love that. I think I'd like to experiment with that na parang mala Ed Sheeran
site na bibigyan mo yung
Yeah. Oh, that's the term. Okay, yeah. Parang ganon. I think that's a good way to bring them back in, the audience in. For my song Grammar Nazi for Arigote Internet, I usually call somebody to do the rap verse for me. Kapag nafe-feel ko yung crowd na may energy and merong willing gumawa, I call somebody up on stage. I feel like that's something that I want to do like when we get to do live gigs again. I wonder when that would be, but hopefully sooner than later.
How about yung advocacy mo for reading? Aside from music, meron kang advocacy about it. So can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Wow, you guys research. I love it. Thank you so much. I'm so honored. Yeah, I've always loved reading as a kid. And I really want to do more in terms of my advocacy nga. So far, I've only, well, aside from pushing reading to people through book clubs, I've partnered with Fully Book twice to have a book list that to encourage more people to read. Pero syempre this is still limited because it requires you to either buy a book or borrow a book, and not everyone has that access. And I wanna, yung vision ko talaga is to extend that advocacy to people who really do not have access to learning materials or who have limited access to learning materials. When I won the Wish Awards Contemporary Folk Song of the Year in 2020, I won like 100,000 pesos to give to my chosen charity, and I chose Adarna Books because I strongly believe in books being very transformative for a child. If you get into books early on, na-form yung worldview mo eh, and you get to be opened up to different ways of life, and you see the possibilities of where you can go, what you can do for yourself and for the world. So I really believe in the power of books. And yun, ang nagawa namin before the pandemic, nakapag-distribute kami ng books and educational materials sa victims nung recent Taal eruption ng 2020. So I'm really happy that my music somehow made that happen. Just because I wrote a song, it got awarded. Buti na lang, like, there are channels for that na bibigyan ka ng money to be able to donate it to a charity you support. And it makes me feel more involved sa aking advocacy. And I would really love to do more and extend myself more. I just need to find the proper channels to be able to do that. Pero I'm happy that somehow my music made that happen in a way.
Are you a one book kind of reader or several books at a time?
Oh, I used to be a one book kind of reader, but as I grew older, several books, polygamous sa books. Kasi there are times na parang I'm not vibing with a book, pero I still want to finish it, or I want to jump right into another book. Sobrang ganun ako, and hindi ako nag-hesitate to buy a new book if I find something interesting. Yun yung number one vice ko talaga, like over-purchasing books. Like,
dami. What are you reading right now?
I'm reading Fun Home right now by Alison Bechdel. I just picked it up. I've had this for years, but I just picked it up kahapon, kagabi, as a break from all the album promotions. So Alison Bechdel is the woman behind the Bechdel test. Are you guys familiar? I'm sure you guys are familiar with that. Pero for the listeners who aren't, it's parang the test na pag may dalawang women on screen sa film or whatever, parang for a certain number, for a certain period of time, dapat mapag-usapan na nila any a topic that's outside of men. Parang ganun. Parang dapat mapag-usapan nila anything other than men within like a certain time frame, and they pass the Bechdel test. So it has roots in feminism and stuff. So this is a good memoir, and it's also about her dad, and it's about her being a lesbian and coming out and the death of her dad. So parang very much tied sa story ko in terms of losing my dad early.
So we will not only ask you for a music playlist, we'll ask you for a book list.
Oh yeah, sure.
You will
okay.
be our first
actually maganda yun, maganda yun.
Oh, I love that. Okay, sige. Book list. Well, I would recommend for people who love nonfiction, and sobrang sumikat naman na rin siya last year, Gia Tolentino's Trick Mirror. She's a Filipino-Canadian, I believe. Basta, she's ethnically Filipino, I think. Full Filipino. And she's a New York Times writer. Sorry, like the facts, I'm not so sure. Pero she's a prominent writer. And sobra siyang, she came out with a collection of essays sa Trick Mirror that tackles the millennial. Parang medyo in a millennial eye. Sobrang interesting nung topics niya. Meron siya about the rise of exercising. And then meron siyang yung scams of the millennium, including the Fire Festival, including Varsity Blues. Meron siyang about reality TV. Meron siya about the internet and your relationship with it. So interesting. Meron din siya about like Trump and like elections and stuff. It's so interesting. It's so good. I would recommend it to anyone who's just woke, I guess, or very, very much, or who wants to learn about social issues. Very funny, very, very well written. So Gia Tolentino's Trick Mirror. I would also recommend In the Country by Mia Alvar. That's a collection of short stories by another Filipino. I think Phil Am this time. And I just love short stories. It's one of my favorite things to read. I love escaping through vignettes. So support Filipino women writing. Ano pa ba? What would I recommend? I read nung like a few months ago yung Sapiens, pero the graphic novel version of it. I'm sure if anybody frequents a bookstore, you would have seen Sapiens by Yuval Harari, Noah Harari, and my graphic novel version of that, so it's more digestible. Kasi the Sapiens is about the evolution of the human race, and how we've started from our ancestors up until today, and it's more digestible that way because it's friendly, may illustrations, and pero it's still condensed, it's still packed with a lot of information. What else? One of my favorite books, Little Women, by Louisa May, very classic, may outdated ideas of being a woman, women's roles that the 2019, the Greta Gerwig adaptation was a bit more apt for very traditional. I have very traditional values, I guess. So I laid up with the women, and it's what I am from it. Yung mga outdated, parang women in the house, homemaker kind of idea. Siyempre, I set us in just time na yun, yung time na before. But it's born, your heart serve, and the heart to themselves and for their something of the family is very important for me also. Lastly, one of my favorite childhood books, like I got obsessed with this in high school, A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket. This is a middle pero layers to innovate it as an adult, and that's how my part. Secret codes and passwords and IDs, that's where I parang picked that up from. So that's one thing I would recommend And if there's one sitting in the middle age, if you haven't explored that, there's also a Netflix series that they made that's excellent by Barry Sonnenfeld. So please check it out.
Reese, yeah. Thank you for spending your time with us. This has been inspiring. And thank congratulations on the new album, Scarf, everything, holistic project.
Your
dad and mom are proud. Very, very.
So
have a good week.
Guys, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Bye.